I wasn't actually, in all honesty, expecting the vote to go our way because Herts County Council were judging their own proposal. And also, those county councillors have been on at meetings before where they've twice it's been proposed New Barfle should be removed from the list of sites and they've voted it down. So I really wasn't expecting the same county councillors to change their minds. Although, of course, when you actually heard this morning, you saw the crowd outside, you heard the speeches and how many arguments were there and how, you know, some of them were quite moving and others were kind of giving the logic of it. And you thought, how could anybody now, if it was at the end of those seven speeches, how could anybody now vote for this? In a sense, I saw the whole thing as a performance.
Let's just talk about this performance. It's an interesting word you use. Who emerged as the better of the two sides of performances? Because you're saying that actually one side came out a lot stronger, and that's your side, the side that technically on the day lost, but you think in the long term, actually, you're in a good position.
Yes, well, obviously, I mean, our side comes over as much stronger. For a start, we're sincere. We're not there like Veolia because we're paid, or like some of the planning officers because we're paid. We're actually there because we care about this. You know, we're using our own time and energy to do this because we care about it and we care about our community. So obviously we come over stronger in that sense. But I think we also came over stronger that we actually knew the details of the case far, far more than the actual county councillors did, because although they asked questions, some of the questions I thought were quite superficial, and they seem to sometimes get quite interested in superficial issues.
Were they asking questions for the sake of asking questions? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I think I've seen them do this before. I think they know which way they're going to vote, or at least I thought. I mean, some of them, they sounded as if they might be genuinely undecided, but I'm not convinced of that, actually. I feel that they kind of present some doubts, often over fairly minor aspects of something, in order to show they've kind of shown concern, and then they move to what they wanted to say all along, which was that they think, you know, the overriding need, the special circumstances overrides the harm it would do.
Because they, in the last few hours, they were asking various questions and there were indications from people in the chamber opposed to the incinerator that these were the right sort of questions to be asking. There seemed some optimism, and then in the last hour, things seemed to collapse. Things ended very quickly. Were they rushed?
I did think the chair was rushing them to finish, actually. I think he wanted to get to the vote today and he just wanted to go home for his tea or whatever. I mean, you got that impression, didn't you? That they wanted to finish. And That was perhaps, in a way, what made me feel that the whole thing was a little, you know, they pretty well knew, because they were rushing then to get to the vote, having gone through the asking questions. They asked questions, as I say, but I didn't feel they were really challenging the major problems, and I thought they were accepting being fobbed off, actually, without, you know, the amazing number of times that the chair said he didn't know the answer to something, or if he was asked for a figure, well, he didn't know. And I was surprised he could get away with that, actually saying he didn't know the answer to things.